These are the Kashi Tapes. U-Man and Favaz explore the backstories and interviews heard on Kashi, the longest-running rock station in the country.
And welcome to the Kashi Tapes podcast. I'm John Euland along with...
Favaz, hi.
Hey, today we're going to do an interview that you did with Frank Hannon of Tesla.
Yes. Not sure when this one was.
It was 7/26/21.
All right, so it was almost, a little over a year ago. And Tesla is a band that goes back a long way with Kashi, and I've interviewed Jeff Keith before, the singer, and Frank is a guitar player, and I've interviewed him many times, and they played at Pops, and, you know, he's just another really good interview,
mm-hmm.
You know?
Their big songs, What You Give.
What You Give and Love Song.
Yeah.
You know,
those are the two biggies.
Yeah, those are the two biggies, yeah.
All right. So here we go. This is Frank Hannon with Favaz from July of 2021.
Favaz from the Kashi Morning Rock Show is here and also on the phone with me. It's early out west. Frank Hannon of Tesla. Good morning, Frank. How are you?
Hey, I'm great, Favaz. It's great to be on your show again, man.
Favaz from the Kashi Morning Rock Show is here and also on the phone with me. It's early out west. Frank Hannon of Tesla. Good morning, Frank. How are you?
Hey, I'm great, Favaz. It's great to be.
I think he said Favaz. Favaz.
It's close enough.
Be on your show again, man. It's been a lot of history together with you.
With you, Favaz.
You know, I'm telling you, it has been a long time. And, you know, one of the things that I think is just so cool is how Tesla, you know, they're doing this Let's Get Real tour. You guys are doing this. How you've made the pageant in St. Louis kind of like your home, where to go to play.
Yeah, we've had some great shows there over the years. And, you know, it's a cool location, a great venue. It's not too small, not too big.
Right.
It's really a great time. We've been there several times, and I'm looking forward to getting back there again.
And so it's going to happen on August the 21st, the Let's Get Real tour from Tesla. So how have you been during the pandemic, which started in March of last year?
Well, I've been, honestly, I was really looking forward to taking a break because Tesla has been really hitting it hard since 2000 when we reunited after we broke up. And so for 19 years, we did a ton of stuff. We toured with Def Leppard, with Styx, with Joan Jett, with REO Speedwagon. We did a bunch of albums. So taking a break from touring was actually good for me. And during that break, I started producing some young artists, in which actually I think you heard of one of them. We did a little Rock and Roll Christmas there, a tribute to Sammy Hagar.
That's right. We did hear that last.
What's that all about?
You put me on the spot.
I remember,
excuse me, I remember the song. I think I played it once. I think I was doing Afternoon Drive at the time. And
that's all you know about it.
Nope.
Last year, I think I played it right around Christmas time, so...
Yeah, I got a call from Sammy Hagar, and he was excited and told me that you were going to actually spin it.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
thank
we
you
did.
For that, man.
Right, right. Sammy, thank you. Thank you. You're welcome, Frank.
Sammy told him that Favaz was going to spin it.
Mm-hmm. So Tesla, man. I mean, God, you guys still kick ass, man. I mean, what a great show.
Or Sammy told him that Favaz was going to spin it, and Frank said, "Who's Favaz? I only know Favaz."
I think. Both ways is fine. I think David Coverdale from Whitesnake says it. Favaz. It's like, okay. Yeah, it's close Favaz. Enough for me.
Yeah,
it's not not like Ozzy.
No, I know. And we get a kick out of how people respond to Favaz's name from people who aren't from St. Louis, have never heard of Favaz's restaurant, and mm-hmm. you know, and that they find your name so interesting. Yeah.
You find it interesting.
Why did you shorten it to Favaz?
Smash started that.
Oh.
And I Jim Owen, our boss at the time,
yeah,
said, you know, because I had all these last names picked out.
What were you going by prior to that?
I think Guy Favaza. I mean, it was real close to when I started, when I officially started.
Uh-huh.
And so then when Smash said the Mighty Favaz, it was the day after the Guns N' Roses riot. And so Jim Owen said, why don't you just go with that? And I was like, boy, you're asking for trouble because people will mispronounce it, and listeners mispronounced it for years. Mm-hmm. They hardly don't anymore.
Right.
But it was Shavaz, Lavaz, Pavaz. It was everything that you could imagine. And I was I wanted to avoid Favaz or Favaza totally because of the mispronunciation, you know?
Yeah.
And so, that's how I kept it.
Okay.
So for those people that have never seen Tesla before, but they're like, hey, we like him. We're going to go see him. What should they, expect out of your show?
Well, the name of the tour is Let's Get Real. And, you know, it's about getting real, man. And that's what we do. We're a real rock and roll band.
Right.
We're raw. We don't rely on any backing tracks or gimmicks. We just get up there, play our guitars, and sing raspy and rock out, and that's it. And the
they do. Yeah. It's a real rock band. I've seen them at Pops enough, but yeah, at the Pageant, I've seen them at the Pageant too. I mean, they're just a real band.
Yeah,
you know,
I kind of get them not mixed up, but I put them in the same category, I guess, as Rat. No.
Yeah, I mean, one is way closer to Casey than the other. Rat isn't.
Really?
You know, oh, yeah. Tesla, Jeff Keith, and Frank Cannon, they know Casey. They know St. Louis.
Oh, closer to the radio station. I thought you meant to our sound, what we look for.
Yeah. And so,
but,
Rat.
But as far as their sounds go, they're similar. No?
Kind of, yeah, I guess.
You don't think Frank Cannon was jealous of the Geico commercial?
We have a rat problem?
I wonder what they got paid for that.
A lot.
The lyric Let's Get Real comes from our brand new single that we've got called Cold Blue Steel that's going to be out. Hopefully it'll be out by the time we're in St. Louis again.
Well, I hope so too. You know, I remember when Tesla played Pops. Do you remember that, Frank?
We played there many times too,
many times. And we've done a video interview, and I remember Jeff Keith talking about the first time you guys were in St. Louis, he was here. I think you guys were opening for Ozzy, and he saw the arch out his hotel room window, and he just went downstairs and started walking straight for the arch. It's kind of crazy, isn't it, to think back on those days?
Yeah. You know, when we were kids and we were on tour, you know, getting to see places like that we saw on TV, you know. Another place was obviously like the Empire State Building or something like that. You know, the arch was always something that we would see. And so, you know, I do remember that. In fact, I think I walked over there with him.
We're talking
that was
to Frank.
A long-ass walk.
I have no idea what hotel, and, you know, it really doesn't matter.
Oh, I thought they walked from Pops over there.
No, it was a hotel.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, you walked from Pops to the Arch.
No.
It's going to take you a while.
No.
And you might not survive it.
Canon of Tesla, they're going to be at the Pageant August 21st, and tickets are on sale. So, Frank, what is your favorite Tesla song to play live?
Well, you know, it'll probably be Modern Day Cowboy is definitely...
Really? That's a killer's tune, man. That is a great song.
That was our first breakout single on Headbangers Ball in 1986.
Wow.
And the lyrics were really, you know, strong, talking about foreign lands and terrorist demands. And even today, it's still relevant. So, you know, that's one of my favorite Tesla songs.
You know, I was thinking about a love song because it was either you or Jeff told me that you guys get requests to play at people's weddings and to play that song because it is such a beauty. You know, the lyrics are great, but the guitar work, the acoustic guitar work that you do on there is just so good. Is that true?
Oh, thanks, man. Yeah, you know, that was probably me that told you that because I play the little acoustic guitar thing, and I've been hired to play weddings and come and play that.
That is so crazy.
Yeah, you know, hey, you got to work, you know. And I actually, on a day off, I flew to Phoenix and played at a wedding and then flew back and did the show the next night. So,
I wonder what he charges for that.
I would love to know. And I don't think he says it here.
Yeah.
But I would love to know too.
Yeah. One of them things.
That's neat. And you know, and I think of all the other Tesla songs, I think of Song and Emotion, you know, that you guys wrote for Steve Clark of Def Leppard. I mean, you guys were and still tight with them. I mean, that's a great tune too.
Hey, thanks, man. You know, we were taught early on by Ronnie Montrose when we were kids. Hmm. Ronnie was like a coach to us, and one of the things he told us is to try to write the best songs you can. And that's because he said songs will carry you through. That's what this is all about.
Yeah, he's right. Songs.
As opposed to writing shitty songs
all
the time.
Right.
That's what I thought.
Great advice, Ronnie. Thank you. From a guy who didn't write hardly any lyrics at all. He was just known for being a guitarist.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's a songwriter at all.
Yeah.
But you're right. So thank goodness we were steered in that direction from a very early start.
So who, besides yourself, and I know Jeff is in the band, who else is still in the band?
It's all the same guys. And Dave Rude, our second guitarist, has been with us for 16 years now.
Wow,
longer than the first run. Yeah, so Dave's been with us, and it's pretty much all original.
Man, it's
that's good to know.
Yeah, it is. I mean, they're the real deal.
Yeah.
It's going to be great to see you at the pageant. Once again, it's called the Let's Get Real Tour, August 21st. And what's the name of the single that we might have before then?
The new single is called Cold Blue Steel.
Cold Blue Steel. What's that about?
Well, I'll tell you, we were in my garage jamming, and I was writing the guitar riff for it, and Jeff Keith came pulling up in his truck, and he was cranking up Lynyrd Skynyrd Saturday Night Special.
Yeah.
And we know what that song's about.
Yes,
and
we
so
do.
So we got inspired to touch on that subject a little bit, and it's called Cold Blue Steel, and it's inspired by Ronnie Van Zant.
Well, I can't wait to hear it. And you know, I don't know if you
that's a... The Skynyrd song is an anti-gun song.
Yeah, pretty much. So I don't know. Maybe they are.
I wonder what their take on that was.
I don't know.
Heard, Gary Rossington just had another stent put in his heart, and he's not on tour with them.
Speaking of Cold Blue Steel.
Apparently.
I read that, and I really hope he's doing good.
Yeah.
And, have you heard any news about his recovery?
I've heard that it went well, you know, but you know, he's got some heart issues. He's had heart issues for a while. And, you know, Damon Johnson of Brother Kane has taken his spot, which I think is excellent news. If you're going to replace Gary Rossington with somebody, Damon's a good one, you know?
Yeah, Damon's a great field player.
Is he still with him?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't know.
Gary got better.
And they're going out on tour with ZZ Top.
Yeah.
It's called the Sharp Dress Simple Man Tour.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. I'm surprised that he's back, though.
You know, I am, too.
I thought I heard he retired.
He did not.
No?
Nope.
And that's what Gary is a feel guitar player. He just plays slow and feels really, really emotional when he plays, and that is a good fit. And
right on.
So yeah, we've got some dates with Lynyrd Skynyrd as well, so looking forward to that, and really hoping Gary makes a full recovery.
Yeah,
and he's a survivor, man. He's
sure
the last
is.
Rebel, right?
Yeah, he sure is. Yeah. He sure is.
All survived the plane crash.
Yes.
Survived. What did he have? Oh, a horrible cocaine addiction.
That smell, that song, was written about him.
Mm, yeah.
Oak Tree, You're in My Way.
Yeah.
You know?
All right, so Tesla, once again, Let's Get Real, August 21st at the pageant. And I can't wait to see you guys. And Frank Hannon, it is always my pleasure and the pleasure of Casey to have you on these airwaves. And Casey and Tesla go way back, and just want to thank you for all these years.
Hey, thank you, man. We've got a lot of pig roasts out there. We've had a lot of great times with Casey, and really glad to be on the show today.
Hey, and sorry to make you wake up so early.
That's all right, man. I got to get up. I better go make some coffee.
All right, Frank Hannon of Tesla. We'll see you on 8/21.
Sounds good.
All right, there you go.
And they would ultimately cancel that show, or cancel or postpone, I don't remember, just a couple days later when one of them got sick.
Mm, I'll be darned.
Yeah.
Well, so have they been back since to St. Louis?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know, okay. But yeah.
All right. Thanks for listening to the podcast today. It's the Casey Tapes podcast. I'm John Hewlett. You can follow me on Instagram. I'm Johnny Hewlett.
Hey, Favaz here, AMF.
The Casey Tapes with you, man, and Favaz. For more on the history of Casey, go to Casey95.com or the Casey mobile app.